cooking breakfast, and the property owner came in with a truck and a trailer and started throwing all sorts of trash and construction debris and the like, which forced me to call the police. Because my opinion was, hey, your property, you can do whatever you want with it. But you start making the property next to me somebody's landfill, no thank you. And I called the police, and they got them to stop. But a lot of the trash remained, and it was taken out when they redid the and closed the storm sewer. This property owner is not a good person.
And I apologize for not getting notice. I believe it's the city's we are served notice to.
Well, I was going to ask, do you have a P.O. Box 220201?
Yes, ma'am.
And you didn't receive notice?
After I talked to Steve, I made a special trip either Friday or Saturday to get my mail. Got nothing from the city. Nothing delivered to my address. I have a drop-off box at my door. If I'm not there or I'm busy and don't answer the door, received nothing.
Well, we apologize. The standard procedure is to send notice to every resident.
That was my understanding.
Yes, and so we do that. I'm going to say every now and then, I guess, things get lost in the mail.
It's always from the city of Kirkwood, too.
I suspect everyone else got notice. Obviously,
well, this is only the second time I've been here, but the other time was because the city cannot. They know, but somehow, for some reason, I don't get it.
Well, I will say that you were listed on the as an intended recipient, so.
Yeah. Well, that's what I would have assumed.
All right, any other questions? Nope. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Anyone else in opposition? We are going to close the public.
I'm sorry.
Yep, we are going to allow you 3 minutes to rebut or to answer any of the rebuttals that they had, any opposition.
If you wish.
Please come forward.
And as a reminder, you're still under oath.
So I presented one of the last exhibits. If you look at the street view, and the goal here is to increase, not decrease the neighborhood value, but to increase the neighborhood value with the house being constructed there. The lot has been vacant for so long. I mean, with that, the value does not increase. What we want to do is put a property there, a house there for a single family. That way we want to increase the property value, and we want to make the neighborhood better. That's the goal.
Thank you.
Thanks.
With that, we will close the public portion of the hearing and talk amongst ourselves.
Nope. I'm sorry. It's closed. The record is closed.
It's a toughie, but you know, I'm somewhat persuaded, or at least give some weight to the Ken Yost letter back in 2002 that has this, that has a house that's on this that is built right up to the 10-foot easement line, and it's actually a wider house in the back and has the garage in front, so it's very similar in nature. And in fact, it might even be a bigger house. So, you know, they contemplated it being a buildable lot as is, mm-hmm. back in 2002. You know, we all know when MSD comes in that they sometimes do. You know, they pay you fair compensation for your land, whatever they take. So it's not as if the property owner back then had something taken from them unfairly. Now we're stuck with a situation 15 years down the road with a request to build a house that is not in code, but yet, in my mind, I think there is you can build on this lot still.
Well, let me step back and say first, I think we should give the applicant, compliment the applicant for doing his best to work with a very difficult lot. But I frankly am troubled by the proposition that he's requesting a variance because he is hesitant to build up to or close to the edge of the easement area. The easement has is of a stated width. There are boundaries to the easement, and I think it's folly to act as though the easement area is wider than it actually is. As an abstract proposition, would it be good if you didn't have to build up to the easement area? Absolutely. But in 2002, our then public works director thought that it was feasible to do so.
Just one point of clarification, though. The setback that they're asking for is 30 feet, which is the same setback that is in Ken Yost's letter.
I appreciate that, and he was somewhat speculating based on...
No, Mark had said that something that made me think that...
You're saying Ken Yost's drawing?
From what I'm...
30 feet.
Ken Yost's drawing shows 30 feet setback. And that's what they're asking for.
The average of setback on each of the adjacent houses.
And I do agree with the engineer owner that you don't have to build up next to an easement. The more you stay away, the better it is. But
I agree.
But you're building a new house, so you take that into consideration, because even if you build up to the easement, your footing is a foot wider than your house down in the ground.
Okay.
So you're in the easement. Okay? If you really take that to heart, foot wider. Okay? So, but if, 3 feet, got a, from side to side, got another maybe 3 feet, so you can make this house wider. If you the square footage, move it back to the front yard setback of 33.23, and then you beef up your footings and your walls on the angle side, because I think they did a great job designing this for MSD sewer lateral or sewer storm drain. But you could beef that up, and even if you're within 4 feet instead of 7.0, if you're 4 feet, you're still far enough away, depending on where that sewer pipe is and that 10-foot easement, but you should be pretty close.
And Joe, that's my concern as well. You could take this house as it's shown on the plat here, slide it back to where it falls within the 33 point front yard setback, and you're still going to be, I don't have a ruler, I haven't done the calculations, 3 to 4 feet away from the easement. Now, I appreciate your point about the footing sticking out another foot. Yes, they do. But you still, I don't believe, would be constructing this home in the easement if you slid it back to meet the front yard setback.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but the record is closed. The record is closed.
You're not going to change the width whatsoever as it's drawn now. Am I correct?
Yeah, if I just take the what's shown here and slide it back to meet the front yard setback, you're still going to be 3 to 4 feet away from the edge of MSD's easement.
During construction, how far would they have to, how close would they get to the sewer pipe?
Usually you overdig 2 feet.
So they still have 2 feet to overdig?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if that sewer is 12 foot deep, and you're only digging an 8 foot pour, you shouldn't be bothered whatsoever, unless there's a lot of rock or whatever. If
yeah,
I heard mention that there was a rock on lot three or whatever, but and you don't know if there's rock over here on lot two, soil test yet or not. You have no idea. Or it could be plastic soil. You have no idea. But if you move that back, 6.81, I think, would probably go a little bit. I don't think you're getting any closer to that sewer lateral if you move it back 3 feet.
Maybe a scotch, but I don't think that really factors in.
3 feet doesn't sound like a lot, but, I mean.
Yeah,
you got all your houses on George. I mean, I think you could construct that. If they're going to build that, you can construct that knowing that there's a sewer lateral there and up. Definitely, he would definitely improve a house here instead of a vacant lot for the property owners on George. Plus, it's a nice design. It's not a, I'm not going to say it, it's a nice design.
Oh, no, I think the petitioner here has done a really good job of trying to position a house on the lot.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
I will move to approve the variance.
I'll second that.
Case number 31-2017. 345 George Avenue, requesting a variance to construct a new single-family residence that will not conform to the front yard setback of the zoning code.
Alan McCoy.
In favor.
Joe Roser.
In favor.
Mark McLean.
Not in favor.
Brett Berthold.
Not in favor.
Tom Feiner. Not in favor.
Case number 31-2017 for the property at 345 George Avenue. Whereas the board does find and determine that the property in question is in zoning district R4 and pursuant to the provisions of ordinance number 10103 requires a minimum 33.23 foot front yard setback, and whereas the applicant desires to construct a new single family residence which would not comply with said 33.23 foot front yard setback requirement, and whereas the board does further find and determine that based upon the evidence presented to it there are no practical difficulties or unnecessary hardships in the way of carrying out the strict application of the zoning code, and that granting the variance requested would not observe the spirit of the ordinance. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the appeal of Hashim Machin is hereby denied on the property known as 345 George Avenue for the construction of a new single-family residence to be within 30 feet of the front yard property line. Take a vote.
Alan McCoy.
In favor.
Joe Roser.
In favor.
Mark McLean.
In favor.
Brett Berthold.
In favor.
Tom Feiner is in favor.
Sorry, your variance request has been denied.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Meeting adjourned.